Good morning, and on this Remembrance Sunday, welcome to St. Columba's. And we do welcome visitors in particular who are joining with us. And also, it's very good to see some parishioners from St. Comkill's Ballyhackamore. And we do thank you most sincerely for being with us on this most poignant of days. You will see the order of service as printed before you, to which we will follow without announcement. And the service will begin with an introit from the choir for the fallen at the west end of the church. We're also delighted to welcome our bugler, Anna Britton, and we do thank her for being with us as she participates in this service. I simply invite all of us just to observe silence before our service begins. The Lord be with you.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
In this reading, we hear that the faithful remnant pledge to walk in the name of the Lord forever and ever. They are the heralds of the future peace. The Old Testament reading is from Micah chapter 4, beginning at verse 3. He shall judge between many peoples and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Speaks of attitudes and intentions being more significant than the details of any particular rules of religion. God's purposes and motives are always for the good, and ours are to be like his. The New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 43. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her heavenly wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those who do your judgment.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, may clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Spirit.
The Collect for today. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
On this day of remembrance, O God, as we recall those who died in the service of their country, and as we think of the actions that have caused suffering to people individually and collectively, so we pray for the peace of the world. Guide the leaders of this and every nation and give them understanding of your will, that the tragedy and horror of war and civil strife may be averted for the coming generation, and men and women everywhere may be able to live in the freedom and fellowship of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for all who mourn, those who have been the victims of violence, of war, of intolerance, and those who have mourned in recent times, particularly thinking of those associated with this parish. Almighty God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted by death or by life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for those whom we remember at this time. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love and bring us with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray for this community of which we are part, that we as members of this faith community may enrich it by our words and our actions. Lord God, you have taught us that we are members one of another and that none of us lives to himself or herself alone. We thank you for the community of which we are part, for those who share with us in its activities, and for all who serve its varied interests. Help us, as we have opportunity, to make our own contribution to the community and to learn to be good neighbours, that by love we may serve one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
I invite the congregation to stand. We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to seek for any reward, save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen. St. Columba's wartime roll of honour, inscribed on the front two pillars of the nave, reads as follows. The First World War. J. Burke, A.D. Dean, T.B. Eliot, H. Houghton, I.C. McCormack, H. McCormack, R. Nelson, W. Nelson, J. Purvis, A. Rogers, W. H. Unsworth, G. W. Webb. The Second World War. A.S. Craig, R.A.A. Doherty, M.D. Green, J.C. Harris, A.R. Hill, M.C. Hind, H.G. Montgomery, R.N. Morgan, C. McConnell, A. McFarland, J.H. Rice, N. Turner. In more recent times, Constable Mark Evans was killed while serving with the RUC in Pomeroy on the 7th of September 1981
and his name is displayed on a memorial glass case towards the rear of the church. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we are pardoned, and in dying that we are born to eternal life through our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation may be seated. We sing hymn number 502.
Thank you. Speak in the name of our ever-living and ever-loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Close to the Christmas before I retired, the world stood back and watched in total amazement. The amazement was that it was flashed across the screens all over the world in many different languages, so-called loyalists fighting our police force. It took place not very far from here, down at the bridge end. What were they protesting? Well, I'm sure many of you will remember. They were protesting about the removal of the Union flag from the top of the City Hall. Now, the problem was not the demonstration itself, because people have a right to make their voices heard. But it was how they went about it. Many of them were carrying Union Jacks, the flag that was the symbol of all that they stood for freedom, for hope, for peace, and for everything that was good. They turned them round and used them to hit the police over the head. In other words, they took that symbol of freedom and peace and they used it as a weapon of hatred. In our first reading this morning from the prophet Micah, we hear of the opposite story. Micah preached after a period of civil unrest. And he preached that they would one day take their weapons of war and that they would turn them into something far more productive. Listen again. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, he said. Neither shall they learn war any more. On this Remembrance Sunday, don't we do something rather similar with the poppy? In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. But those fields are the fields of war, and of blood, and sweat, and tears. And that beautiful picture in the front of this month's Columban, we see that weeping window exhibition of all those ceramic poppies from London cascading down from the top and spreading out on the ground, weeping the red tears from the poppy. But that poppy, for us, is now the symbol of remembrance and of sacrifice. It is the symbol of hope. It is the symbol of peace for a much better world for this and the next generations to come. And this whole concept of taking our symbols of war and turning them round to something much more positive, much more constructive, surely brings us to the very, very center of the gospel message. What do we read in the gospel? We read Jesus is on trial before Pilate. Jesus is taken prisoner. Jesus is condemned to death. And this death takes the form of the cross, the cruel Roman execution, the symbol of shame, the symbol of destruction, the symbol of oppression. However, just like the poppy, and just like the example in Micah, Jesus takes this cross, this symbol of death and destruction and torment, and he turns it into our very hope and our very salvation. It becomes for us the message of reconciliation between ourselves and God, the very, very heart of the good news, which was what we call the gospel. And in that book of Micah, the message of peace comes out very clearly for us in verse 4. Listen to it again. But they shall sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. The vision that that conjures up is the vision of peace and contentment. In those days, if you wanted a moment of quietness, if you wanted a time of meditation, you went down to your ground and you sat under the fig tree or under your vine. And anybody passing by would know not to disturb you because you are there for that purpose, the purpose of quietness and for meditation. And verse 5 gives us the reason for that peace. Is it just purely for the sake of it? No. So that we will walk in the name of the Lord our God. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God, for he is the God of peace. When we turn to the second Bible reading we heard this morning from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, we read something different. We read how Jesus really turns things upside down for us. What does he say? You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. That is his message of peace. For if you love only those who love you, he asks, what reward do you have? So what he is saying is quite clear. Jesus is saying that revenge on our part does never make for peace and can never make for security. In fact, revenge simply prolongs division and hatred. Tit for tat is something that has blighted our land for a long, long time now, and we know it. We know it perfectly well. It is true, unfortunately, that we learn about history, but do we learn from it? And the question that I leave with you this morning is simply this: what in your mind would it take to encourage us as a nation, and in particular as a people of God, to beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks? Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to thee we ascribe all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Amen.
Yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you.
Let us pray. God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.